It's a privilege and an honor to be here today. Here we are, Erev Parshas Mishpatim. What a jam-packed Parsha, as we always say. So many things to do. As we know that so much of Torah Sheba'al Peh, so many Maseches, are based on the Torah, this week's Parsha, so many Dinim, so many laws. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then hopefully we're going to come out with a major yesod that's really going to hopefully help our lives. The Torah tells us, V'ilu ha-mishpotim asher tasim lifneyem. Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And these are the judgments that you shall place before them. Rashi brings down from the Medrash in Shemos Rabbah, Perek Lamed, Gimel. Kol Mokum Shenemar Eile. Whenever it says in the Torah, Eile, Pasal et HaRishonim, it comes and rejects what it was said before. But what does it say here? It says, Ve'eile HaMishpatim. Says the Medrash, Ve'eile, the involved, and these is coming to include Maharishonim Misinai. Just like we had the Aseres HaDibros in last week's Parsha, are from Har Sinai, so too, all of these Dinim, all of these laws that we're going to explain, a lot of laws, are from Har Sinai. What is this Rashi saying? What is he quoting? What's the Medrash? Why would you think not that way? Why would you think they're not from Har Sinai? Question one. Question two. The Torah goes right into different dinim. And the first din that the Torah tells in part of the Mishpatim is the din called Eved Ivri. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, on Daf Chof Beis, and Chof Gimel, very lengthy sugis. Don't worry, Chevro, we're not giving you Gemara shir. Don't worry. Again, everything stems from the Gemara and the Taita. But don't worry, we're going to have stories. It's going to be fun. Don't worry. But we still need to know the Halakha Gemara. Because the Gemara says like this. We have something called an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri means that a guy, a Jew guy, he steals. He goes and he steals. And now he doesn't have the cash to pay it back. So now he has to sell himself into servitude. And the Torah says that for 6 years he has to work. And the seventh year he goes free. Then the Torah says, but wait, hold on. After the sixth year, this guy decides, listen, I like my life. I want to be a Marzeah. A Marzeah means, right, you guys, we know this halacha maybe. If we don't, let's get to know it. That the guy opts in, and the Torah tells us in Perek of Aleph Pasuk Hey, Vim Yomar, Yomar Eved. The Eved says, Ahaf Dies Adoni, I love my master. So then what is the Torah saying, Pasuk Vav? So therefore, you go and you take him, the Gishu El Adelis, you go and you take him towards the door, O El Mezuzah, V'ratzadu Navetazno B'Martzeah. You go and you take his ear, and you break the cartilage, and then he becomes an Eved forever. This Eved Ivri becomes an Eved Ivri forever. Rashi brings down from the Halakha Gemara, the Gemara found in Kiddushin, Chaf Beis Amud Beis, you look there, it's hopefully there. If it's not there, I'm sorry, but it's there. You're probably not going to look though. But if you do look, it's there. And Rashi brings out from the amazing Medrash, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, why an ear? Why are you doing that to his ear? Why don't you do it to his hand? Says Rashi, Ozen Zoh Sheshama Har Sinai Lo Signov. You go and you sell. You go and you steal. V'holach v'ganav. And you go and steal? Tadatseah, let the ear be bored. Then Rashi tells us, the Gemara tells us, there's another category of Eved Ivri. The other category, again, that's called Machrua Bezdin. Bezdin, the great courts go and sell you because you stole. The next category is someone else. In Machor Atzmo. What's Machor Atzmo? Machor Atzmo means the guy sells himself. Why? He's got no cash money. He's in poverty. He's very, very, very poor. And therefore, he has to sell himself. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, says Rashi, bring it down. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. The Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perek, Chof Hei, that I made you, you're my Eved Hashem, says, V'holach mekonav adon la'atzmo. And you go get your own master. What's going on? So we have two types. Don't worry. It's not a Gemara Shiv, I know. But we have two types of avodim. We have an eved of Bezdin. And we have an eved of Atzmo. He sells himself. Comes along the Heilige great Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin, his name was Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin. One of the great. From Brisk. From Lithuania. One of the greats. He lived in 1818 to 1898. The Maral Diskin. And he asked a bomb kasha. I heard this kasha many times from different people. One of my rabbis, Sachs, often quotes this. I heard it from Rav Asher Weiss before. A gavaldik kasha. But a major yesod kasha. Frek the Maral Diskin. Gavaldik kasha. Ask the great Maral Diskin. I don't get it. Why are we doing it now? Why don't we bore his ear when he did the stealing? Why are we waiting 6 years and in the seventh year we're boring his ear? Says the Maral Diskin, if you say that we're going according for the Eved that Bezdin sold, that the court sold, that's embarrassing. He stole, he got caught, he needed the cash. So therefore, through the embarrassment, we say, listen, 6 years you work. The fact that you opt in, we're going to bore your ear. But says the great Maral Diskin, according if the guy sold himself, do it now. Bore his ear now. He's not an Eved. He's an Eved to the master. He's not an Eved to Hashem. So why are you waiting? Gavaldik kasha. Again, you don't like the kasha. You don't understand the kasha. Don't worry. It's okay. Hashem runs the world. But it's a gavaldik kasha. Question two. At the end of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, we come back to the story again of Maimon Har Sinai. And this exactly, you know, this is the pasuk where we learn about Na'aseh V'Nishma. We think Na'aseh V'Nishma is Na'aseh Sadibros. It's not. This week's Parsha is Na'aseh V'Nishma, Pounding Chav Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Na'aseh V'Nishma. And last week we quoted the Gavaldik Kasha. We quoted the Kasha of the Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peches. If Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah Na'aseh V'Nishma, how come the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches that Kof Olam Har Kegigis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a mountain and said, listen, either you take this Torah or I'm going to stuff it down your throat. It does not sound like you have a choice in the matter. Which one is it? And we gave a great answer. I don't know if anyone remembers the answer. We're talking about inspiration and about doing things. I have another answer. Another answer to this Gavaldik Kasha. Question two. Question three. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, going to Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Nomi, who was the mother-in-law of Rus, tested Rus. And she wanted to test her. She was converting Rus. Unbelievable. Converting. Conversion. And as we know, my grandfather was very involved in conversion. Bombs are unbelievable. The chesed that he did. The chesed of bringing people into the nation. I remember when I was a child that my mother was involved in teaching the converts. Unbelievable, sitting and teaching me after all the halachas and all the different things. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Some of these converts, you know, they know more than some from people, unfortunately. But, all right, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said about my grandfather, normally Lubavitcher doesn't like converts. And there's a video I saw it on YouTube, that video that he came with a convert, and he said, ah, you're a Bomzer student, gavaldik. Ah, gavaldik. Okay, anyway, why are we talking about that? Ah, because of converts. So Nami was giving Rus a test. And the Gemara says, you know what her test was? Her test was to see if she will do Tchum Shabbos. To see if she would go and walk 2,000 Amos, Alpayim Amos, within the boundary of the city. What is that test? What is that test? What, right? We have another Medrash says, we know that the Ovis kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. We spoke a lot about that, right? And the Medrash says, Vayichon Shor Pnei Ya'ir, and says the Medrash by Yaakov Avinu, that he encamped the ear, and says the Medrash, what does it mean he encamped? He made Trum Shabbos. What is this Trum Shabbos? What is this Trumim? What's going on here? What's going on? Question three. We know when we're taught as little children, Hashem gave us the present. Do you know what it was? He gave us the Torah, right? The beautiful Torah. Baruch Hashem. Know the Aseret Yisroel, we just said. And he gave us the Torah. And he went to all the other nations. Do you want this gift of mine? And they, what did they say? No, thank you. The Torah, there's no time, right? We have a nice song. We don't remember things because of songs. And what happened? He went to different nations, says the Medrash. And he said, oh, you want this? And he said, what's in that book? Oh, you can't steal not from me. That's too hard. My whole mahus, my whole essence is to steal. And he went to the other nation. What's in the book? Don't kill. No. That, killing is a little too hard. Came to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. Ah, even before the Simcha Lager song, right? They said, Nase v'nishma. Ask the greater of Matisyahu Solomon, the Mashkiach of Lakewood. If Klal Yisrael would have a test, right? When he presented it to all the other nations, they all said, there is no time for the Torah. It's against my mahus. But Klal Yisrael jumped in and they said, Nase v'nishma. Let's say Hashem, again, it didn't happen, but let's say Hashem said, listen, you know what's in the Torah? What would have been, as for Matisyahu Solomon, what would have been the challenge for Klal Yisrael? What possibly, again, we have a lot of challenges. You know, I'm not here to invent the world over here. We know we have a lot of challenges. But what would have been the challenge for Klal Yisrael? Question. That was question four. And lastly, similar, we'll put it into another question because you have five questions. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? But we'll put it into another question. The Gemara in Yuma, and that I invoke, says Givaldic. The Gemara in Yuma says that Yoshua was able to get the mon. Only Yoshua. Why? Because we know that Yoshua was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest Talmud. He took over after Moshe Rabbeinu. And says the Hilchos Gemara, why? Why was he zoche? Because he waited on the bottom of the mountain. He waited on the bottom of the mountain. And he didn't go up. And we see in the Torah, at the end of Mishpatim, that it says in Perek of Dalid, it says also that Klal Yisrael was zoche to great things. It says in Pasuk Aleph, Adam Aaron v'Adam v'Nadav Aviv, they distance themselves. What's this all about? So again, let's just go over the questions. A lot of questions. Question number one was, what is Ve'ela Mishpatim? What would we have thought? Question number two was, the great Maharal Diskin's Kasha of, if the guy sold himself, why is he not boring his ear right now? Why are we waiting? Question number three was Kof Aleihem Har Kegigis and Nase v'Nishma, how do they coincide? How does that work? And lastly, why was Nami telling Rus about Gerus, telling her about Tchum, that you have to set up this limit, you're not going to walk 2,000 amos? And what was so great about Yoshua staying in the bottom of the mountain? So I think there are two Yisodos. Again, what I always try to do is try to take Yisodos and put them together. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes they don't. You know, you got to analyze it yourself. But I really do believe that they are coinciding. Again, they're a little different, but I think they work within each other. And I think with this Yisod, we are going to answer all of these questions. Comes along the Halakha Chedushei Arim. The Chedushei Arim was the first Rebbe of Ger, Yitzchak Meir Rottenberg, Alter. He lived in 1799 to 1866. He wrote the beautiful Chiddushei Harim. It's always important to know when they lived. You know, I was just learning the book from this week. We were going through a Beis Yosef and a Bach and the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't know exactly when they live, you don't know, like, oh, how is he arguing? You have to know when they live. We have to know these things. It's important. Okay. He says a Gevaldic answer. And I think with this answer, we're going to try to lead to another idea. He says that, you know what the pshat is? You know what the pshat is? You know what Klai Yisrael is? You know what they're probably, maybe, again, we have a lot of challenges. You know, everyone, every nation has their challenges. And again, I don't think our challenge is stealing. I don't think our challenge is killing. But the Chiddushei Harim says, you know what the challenge is? And it's a challenge for the whole world. Not just limited to Klai Yisrael, but especially to Klai Yisrael. Is creating boundaries. In life, how do you create greatness? You need to create certain boundaries. Right? In football, if you go and you encroach, you're over encroachment, you're overstepping your boundaries. A lot of times we overstep our boundaries. Baruch Hashem, we're people that care so much and we love each other. And we want to help Klai Yisrael in 2 seconds. Imagine, you know, they have these major campaigns going on, these million-dollar campaigns. You know, these $5 million campaigns, you know, charity.com, different great things going on. And imagine if they said the Beis HaMikdash comes, Klai Yisrael has to raise $150 million. I think probably for the Beis HaMikdash. I think maybe it would probably take us, I don't know, like 3 hours maybe. Again, you know, I'm just maybe exaggerating a little. I'd probably give my, you know, 12 shekel, maybe a little more, like 22. It's UK value, 26. But other people that have some more cash than me, that would, you know, it would drop. I think it would go fast for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Ribono Shel Olam. Because we're all together. We have this achdus. But sometimes we overstep our boundaries. And a lot of times, in order to know if you're overstepping your boundaries or not, you have to know yourself, and you have to know the person you're dealing with. You know, Baruch Hashem, I was supposed to deal with a lot of bachurim, like you guys. And I talked to a lot of guys. And what I see is one of the major common themes of a guy that's either growing or not growing is what are his boundaries? What meaning, if he gets upset with himself, let's say Chas V'Sholom, he watches something inappropriate, he goes onto a computer, doesn't have a filter, and he oversteps his boundaries. He feels bad about himself. He feels disgusting. He feels lessened. Why? Because in his mind he had a certain boundary of, this is who I am, I don't do these type of things. And he gave in to his taiva, and taiva's strong. And he gave in and he feels weak about himself. If a person creates boundaries of what he can do and what he can accomplish, that is growth. If a person says, listen, you know, it just happened, unbelievable. First time, maybe in my whole life. So Baruch Hashem, I don't want to embarrass my wife. Should I embarrass her enough, you know? But, she wakes up every single morning. She's a very, very, very hard worker. She wakes up every single morning, besides waking up with the baby, you know, three or four times. I remember one time when we first had our oldest, Shira, someone turned to me and said, oh, how's your baby? She's sleeping through the night. I said, yeah, it's unbelievable. This baby, this six-month baby, she sleeps through the night. And my wife was there and she's like, what? No. You sleep through the night. The baby ain't sleeping through the night. Okay, whatever. Yeah. But, so she wakes up very, very, very early. Why? Because she goes on a walk. She's been walking for the past couple months. She's gotten in tremendous shape. She created a certain boundary for herself. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in shape. And she sees results. And she lost around 35 pounds, just eating right, and just every day, waking up in the morning. Unbelievable. And I decided, I'm not such a morning guy. It's not that I'm late. Again, I'm not saying I'm late. It's that everyone else is earlier than me, and the people that come late are, you know, with me. Right? So everyone else is early. But I decided I'm going to try to do this. Again, you know, talk about it a lot, that everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. Time management is important. Baruch Hashem, time management is amazing. But it's hard for me to wake up. It's probably because I go to sleep too late. So I decided I was going to go to sleep earlier. And then I was going to wake up. And Baruch Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya, I woke up at 6:15. And I went, on a walk with my wife. And I'm like, wow. And I felt good after the walk. And then I even got to shul earlier. You know, it's funny, like, I got to shul early, like, before davening started, even. And then, like, you see all the latecomers, I'm like, looking at them, like, oh my gosh. That's unbelievable what the brain does. But, yeah. But what happened there? What was that all about? It's because I created in my mind, and again, halavai, I should go by third. It's hard. It's, you know, to break things into your daily schedule, and even to change your habits. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. It's hard. You know, the way our brains are trained, and the way, you know, it just happened. You know, something happened with the hot water heater, whatever. I had in my mind that this is how the boiler is working. And the guy was trying to explain to me, it's not true. And I'm like, no, it is. And he's like, just listen to me. It's not, because we're stubborn. We're very stubborn people. But if we create boundaries, good boundaries, that's what it's all about. And I felt great walking, going to shul early, because I built that boundary right then. And again, it's an avoda. It's, again, this morning I didn't wake up like that, because I wanted to sleep too late. But if a person creates boundaries, that is the ikker. And I think, says Rav Matisyahu Salomon, again, some people say maybe would have said Lashon Hara is the hardest thing. He would have showed us Lashon Hara, would have gotten so scared. Again, Lashon Hara is also an avodah, the Chofetz Chaim, what he created for this world, taking all the Gemaras and creating into Shmiras Halashon, unbelievable. But I think this is also a big yesod. Because Klal Yisrael, how do we define ourselves? We're Klal Yisrael because we're different. We have Avdolah. What does Avdolah mean? We're showing that Shabbos is holy, Shabbos is Kadosh, and now I'm going into the week. But that's a boundary. That's a difference going from one to the next. I think when we strengthen our boundaries and we strengthen our working hard and not giving in, that's growth. And I think that's exactly what was going on. You know what Nami was telling Rus? Nami was telling Rus, set up Tchum. Set up the Tchum Shabbos. Because you know what Tchum Shabbos is? Boundaries. That I go from here to here. I can't go anywhere else. I have 2,000 hours to go. Says the Meshech Chochma Gevaldik. Yaakov Avinu was setting up Klal Yisrael. The Shiftei Kor, the 12 Shvatim. And all the Shvatim were on the Derech. Everyone was on the Derech. What was the pshat? How did that happen? Avram had a son off the Derech. Yitzchak had a son off the Derech. Right? Yishmael and Esav. And all of a sudden, Yaakov is everyone. Why? Says the Heilig HaMeshech Chochma. Because Yaakov set up clear-cut boundaries. No wishy-washy. This is what you do and this is what you don't do. And I think that's why Yoshua was Zeicha. I heard this pshat. I heard it from a great Rav, from a Woodmere, Ravaya Leibowitz, unbelievable, Talmud Chacham. And he says, is that you also by Yeshua? Why did Yeshua get the mon? Yeshua was Moshe Rabbeinu's top Talmud. He wanted to go up to Har Sinai. He wanted to go up the mountain, but he waited down. He controlled himself. And since he controlled himself, he was Zeicha for greatness. It wasn't his place to go. He wanted to go there. He was Mishamish Moshe Rabbeinu. But that wasn't his place. And he was able to set the boundaries. If we set our boundaries stronger, we're going to be happier people. But why is that? So I think this interplays with the next idea that answers the other questions. What's an Eved? An Eved is a servant. An Eved is a slave. And again, the Gemara's talk a little lengthy. Gemara's in Gittin, Gemara's in Kedushin. About a slave, Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, and then he goes into Judaism, and a Shivka, or a maidservant, and an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave. What's a slave? A slave is someone that's not in control. He has to do everything. But it's very interesting. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called an Eved Hashem, the greatest Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, he was a slave to Hashem. And you're going to say, no, 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 he was different. Why? Well, what's the difference? You know what the difference is? Because an Eved to Hashem is not a bad thing. An Eved to Hashem is a privilege. An Eved to Hashem is an opportunity. Because Hashem has given us so much, so much. And again, we take for granted, obviously. But we are given so much from Hashem. And to be an Eved Hashem is a privilege, is an opportunity. You know what Kof Olam Har Kegigis is? You know what Kof Olam Har Kegigis is? Kof Olam Har Kegigis. Kobolam Hagigis means there was a mound hovering over. As we spoke about last week, because if you're just going to do everything on inspiration, and you're not going to buckle down, so that's not real. But it's even more than that. If I want to be an Eved Hashem, if I want greatness, I have to realize what an Eved Hashem entails. I was recently speaking to a bucher, and I'm like, no, what are your plans? What are your goals? What are you up to? What's going on? You know, he's a second-year bucher, you know, 19, 20 years old. And he's thinking, you know, what should I do? What should I not do? He said, I want to be an Eved Hashem. And I said, explain that to me. It sounds a little cliche. What does that mean, Eved Hashem? And we need to define it. And Eved Hashem means that I realize that I'm working for an awesome boss. I have the privilege to work for an awesome boss. He's giving me everything, so I want to give everything back to him. It's not servitude, but it's a privilege. That's what an Eved Hashem is. And sometimes we have to view it like Kof Olam Har Kegigis. That it's not, we don't just have choice. We don't just decide whatever we want to do. We have laws, but it's laws from Hashem. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Ein mi ben chorin ela misha osek b'Torah. Someone that's free is someone that delves into the Torah. Why? I know a lot of free people that don't delve into the Torah. Because when you show that you're working for someone bigger than you, that you're here for a purpose, you're here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're here to do mitzvos, not for yourself, but for Olam Haba, for your family, but also for Hashem. And again, he doesn't need anything from us, but we need him. He's given us everything, but we need to turn to him. We need to talk to him more. I just saw, I was walking in Shul Nebuch, a young guy, a guy my age. He just got the machla. It's 5 or 6 kids. Just got the machla. Nebuch, you see, he's going through chemo and his hair's falling out. And you know, like you see a guy, and like, you're not sure what to say. It's like when you walk into a shiva call, like you're not sure what to do. It's like one of those weird moments. So I saw him, and you know, Baruch Hashem, 2-3 weeks ago, one of my friends said to me, because it would have been really bad if I saw him and I didn't know. And he said to me, he turned to me, he's like, I really talk to Hashem now. I talk to him. I don't just, you know, mumble through the words. I talk to him. I need his help. I need his help. I have a young family, and I just got the machla. Baruch Hashem, I know that Sibor, the Givat Zev Sibor, is davening for me. And every single week they go to Kever Shmuel HaNavi, which is 20 minutes from here. And there's a minion of people that go. And they're davening. And he's like, now I know what it means to daven. But we don't need to wait for that, Chas V'Shalom. We need to become Avodei Hashem. Because Ein Mi Sha'ai Se'i Ha'osek B'Torah, because you're showing yourself it's not just about you. A lot of times we're emotional and we're like, oh, let me do this, let me do that. And we don't have good boundaries. And we're like, oh, let's do this, let's do that. And everyone has to figure out, speak to their Rabbanim and figure out exactly what works for them al pi halacha, what is too much, what is not too much. And again, everyone's different. Everyone has different nisyonos. Everyone goes through different things. No one should ever view anyone else. You don't know what anyone else is going through. You don't know what, you know, things could look so great for someone. You don't know what's going on. You have no clue what's going on. But we always have to look, give the benefit of the doubt. Realize that there's other people, there's situations, and we don't understand everything. But we all want to become Avodei Hashem. We all want to serve Hashem. Says the Maharal Diskin Gemaldik. Unbelievable, says the Maharal Diskin. That you know why after 6 years he has to bore his ear even though he sold himself? Because 6 years he sold himself out of desperation. He didn't have money. And it was embarrassing for him still. And after 6 years, he says, I love my master. He's not doing it out of desperation anymore. He's doing it out of love for his master. That's the problem. We have to serve Hashem out of love. And this guy went, this Evan Imri went and showed his love to the master. We need to show the love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need to be thankful. We need to realize, again, set up those boundaries. Set up and realize that we have the ability to set up those boundaries. Just to conclude, they tell a Gevaldik story. They tell a Gevaldik story with the Heliga, Imrei Emes. The Imrei Emes was, his name was Rav Avram Alter, also one of the Gerar Rebbes, and they tell a great story. That Rav Leib Simcha of Ger, in the name of his father, the Imrei Emes, had a very, very, very interesting incident. The Sfas Emes, who the great Sfas Emes was, Rav Yitzchok Leib Alter, also the Ger Rebbe after 1847 and 1905, the father of the Imrei Emes, and the Sfas Emes, one of the Gedolim, he was saying a drosha. And he said to his chassidim, when you get to the words Ana Hashem, please Hashem, in Hallel, all your tefillahs will be answered. And a debate broke out, and they didn't know what Ana Hashem was it. Because we know that Ana Hashem, there's Ana Hashem Hoshiana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us. Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, Hashem, please grant us success. And all the chassidim came and they're fighting, which one Hashem is it? So they said, oh, let's do both. And they came to the Imrei Emes. And they said, what was your grandfather? What was the Sfas Emes saying? And he said, you know what the Ana Hashem he was referring to? Ana Hashem, ki ani abdecha. Please Hashem, I'm your servant. That's the Ana Hashem. Not the Ana Hashem, give me success. Not the Ana Hashem, give me salvation and save me. But Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecha, says the Radak. The Ana of ki ani avdecha is Aleph Nun Hey. The other Anas are Aleph Nun Aleph. Aleph Nun Aleph means to beg. Please, I beg you, give me success. Ana. Ana with the hay doesn't mean to beg, but Ana with the hay, Ana with the hay means thank you Hashem. Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecha. If we want growth, if we want to be Nasiv Nishma, Kofaleim Har Kegigis, if we want greatness, we have to realize just the first question, Be'ela Mishpatim, everything we do. The other nations of the world, they also have laws, but they're not doing it because it's from Hashem. We are doing everything because of the custom of Hashem. We're monetary laws and laws between Ben Adam Lechavero, all the laws in this parsha, it's not because we think with our own seichel. It's what says Rashi? Because it came from our Sinai, it came from Hashem. We all want to be Avdei Hashem. We all want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need to set up our boundaries, have clear-cut boundaries. We might fall. Life's not easy, right? If you want to go on a diet and you try to watch yourself, you're going to fall maybe a little. A lot of stories. We have to stop soon. But, right, you put in the food, then you lost your boundary. But if you want greatness, you need to set your boundaries straight. You need to be consistent with your boundaries. You need to show yourself that you could do it. And that will show you, Ki Ani Hashem, Ani avdecha bein amasecha. I'm a servant to you, but a servant at a realizing I'm not forced, but it's a privilege to serve you. Bezras Hashem, we should just keep on growing, growing with you, the Ribbono Shel, growing together with our Torah, and let us keep on getting closer and closer to Hashem, and get us closer and closer with the Torah and the mitzvahs, and let's keep on working on ourselves and bring our relationship with Hashem to the next level. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.